This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show and a good Friday. You know, it's freaking me out here because we've been on location. I've had a couple Fridays off. It's been over a month since I've been in this chair for the show on a Friday, now that nobody else really cares about that. But, you know, I leave, and it's like PTI. It's like when Wilbon, he looks across and he goes, what just happened here? Spencer Schubert joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's been everywhere, a man. Not everywhere. He's like 22. So, but Spencer from NBC Nebraska, you see his smiling face, you know. You get the face for TV.
Yeah, should we apologize in advance for that, or how's that work?
It's been a while. You know, you take that hiatus and go to West Virginia for a couple of years, but you've been back and in the saddle, and it's great to have you on. Thanks for giving us some time here, you know, on what you could be doing laying on the couch and watching the British Open.
Yeah, no, I could definitely be laying on the couch, which, you know, it's one thing I'm lobbying for this studio here. We need a couch in the studio. I'll just talk from there. But no, it was fun going out to West Virginia. I had a ton of experiences. I know I was talking to you before the show just now about getting to cover a lot of these guys you're seeing in the Open right now. I've been able to meet Tom Watson. I've met Bubba Watson after winning a Masters. You know, seeing some of these guys in person, seeing Bubba hit a tee shot, that's fun in person. I don't know if many people have that opportunity, so that was fun. But yeah, West Virginia, man, got to cover three Division I universities. The Saints wanted to move their training camp up there this last year, so I got to give Drew Brees a hard time a little bit. So it was fun.
We will we'll talk a little bit about that as well with Spencer, and again with the Greenbrier Classic going on, that has become one of the it seems like one of the favorite stops on tour. You see that area of the country developing homes, and some of the golfers, past and present, are starting to be there. In fact, Watson was the director of golf, was whatever the term was there for a while, kind of the face, although he wasn't obviously, I mean, he's not like your local pro, but we'll talk about that. We've also got a lot of football to talk about. Nebraska has a couple of oral commits, so we caught up with Brian Munson. He's on vacation. I've got to figure out what this vacation thing is that people have, but he's on vacation. North of us, the Texas boy is up in South Dakota, so we'll find out what he's doing up there. Maybe he's looking at Mount Rushmore a little bit, so
yeah,
we'll talk with him about that. Then our Big Ten feature today goes to Penn State, and we've had Joe Giuliano on numerous times, and the Philadelphia Inquirer's Joe Giuliano will join us here on the show today. Fanatics Friday Trivia deals with baseball. I think it's going to be a fun question today. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Fanatics a little bit later on, and welcome to all of those. Again, we've been talking about the Adams County Fair in Hastings. It is cruise night here in Kearney, and got to be out at Midway and do the show and shine for about 3 hours on classic hits. And I'm not, Spencer, I'm just not knowledgeable.
No.
I appreciate looking at pretty, beautiful, rugged. There's a variety of ways to describe cars, pickups. Some of them are tweeners. But when you see the old classics, and of course, I respect what all of the owners do to shine them up and the way they present vehicles last night. And I have to admit, one of my favorite ones, and this isn't just because we love Tom McCann, but, man, the car that he brought out last night, and the McCanns have that California connection, and they still to this day love the oldies music, love the surf, but his... And, of course, they almost all of them have a personalized surfing wagon was his. Really nice. But anything from a 32, I think it was a Plymouth Coupe, up to Smokey and the Bandit's car. I mean, the 76 Trans Am was there. So there's some really cool stuff. Another show and shine out at the Kearney Archway tonight. And then, of course, the parade and everything downtown. Saturday is filled with that. And then they'll have some fun out at the Raceway on Sunday. So it is one of, if not the biggest event of the year in Kearney.
One of the things I've learned with people that maintain these cars and keep them up to spec, so to speak, is that devotion that they actually put into these things, whether it's putting in a new part, whether it's trying to supposedly trick your ride a little bit more, pimp your ride if you watch Exhibit on the old MTV sitcom show. But, I mean, the time they put into these cars and what they do to these cars is just amazing. And Saturday night, it's always fun. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be in town, but I know it's always a good traffic jam. The police love it. But, I mean, to see these cars going down Main Street, see them going down Central, 25th Street, it's always fun. And like you said, you know the time and the devotion they put into these cars. So it's impressive to see when they can get them out on a show.
Spencer Schubert is my co-host today from NBC Nebraska. They've also made some changes over there, so you get the big kind of statewide network. But I want to talk about, and let the folks know exactly, you were at NTV for a while and then made the transition to be a sports anchor out there. And everybody tells me that, well, I got into news. I love sports, but I got into news because, let's face it, there's a little more cash. There's a little more opportunity from time to time. But talk about how long you were out there, and you touched on it a little bit. I'm interested on how that we always ask about the Nebraska footprint nationally, West Virginia coming into the Big 12 when Nebraska left. Just maybe touch on a few of those things.
Well, when I did leave NTV, and I loved all 3 years that I was there, it was a blast covering the area in terms of sports, getting to do the Tri-City Storm, Hastings College, UNK, going to Lincoln for the Huskers. It was a blast. But when I went to West Virginia, what it was for me was a chance to move into that lead sports anchor role and get out, kind of get my own footprint into the sports business and see what it was like to kind of go out on my own, take my wife with me, leave the family behind. And a lot of people do that, you know, once they get out of school, they want to leave everybody they know and see what they're made of. So I think we were able to accomplish that. And I learned a lot going out to West Virginia and seeing, like I said, major pro golfers getting to cover the New Orleans Saints and getting to cover three Division Ones and make those decisions of where our cameras need to be and when. And when I was presented with the option to come back to NBC Nebraska and be the news guy, to leave the field of sports, sure, the money's a little bit better in news. I think anybody in the business knows that. But for me, it was more about a challenge. I wanted to spread my wings a little bit more and see if I was versatile enough to come back and actually be knowledgeable and be able to broadcast in a different way. Because in sports, you get to be a little bit high energy. You get to be that cuddly teddy bear on TV that everybody likes. In news, sometimes you're not covering the upbeat story. In news, sometimes you have, just this morning, a fire broke out in Hastings. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but we had a live report at 4 in the morning. I mean, that just shows you don't have breaking sports events like that. Whereas with news, you got to go at the drop of a pin. And that's something that I was excited to get into, to see the breaking news side of it all and to be able to get in the field and get out from behind that anchor desk and just kind of get out there. So I'm loving it so far, and I know there's a lot that I still need to learn, to say the least. I'm no Seth Denny. Love the guy. But he's a legend, folks. He is a legend. But, no, it's been fun.
Now, come on. When you're sitting there at the news desk and you see Taylor or Ed doing the sports, do you ever just start scratching? I go, ooh. You know, is there critiquing?
Well, Ed Littler's a legend. I think anybody that knows Ed knows. And we actually call him the legend on air.
It's duh. Like,
the legend joins us next with sports. It works every time. But, you know, it's been fun to be able to work with them a little bit and be outside of the sports realm and still be able to provide insight when they're looking at what they want to cover or how they want to present something. I know during the All-Star game, Lorenzo Cain faced Madison Bumgarner, and not a lot of people maybe on the cover would think, hey, is this the first Royal to face Bumgarner since the World Series Game 7? Sure was. So when Taylor actually introed her sports that night, she said, for the first time, you know, blah, 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 blah. So that was fun, you know, to be able to kind of work together with them. Sure, I'm not the one up there broadcasting it anymore, but it's interesting to be on the other side and to be able to toss to sports instead of be the sports.
Spencer Schubert, my co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll jump into some football here with Brian Munson and Joe Giuliano in a little bit. What's it like covering West Virginia sports and the colleges that you spoke of? And you can talk about that. You said three, West Virginia, Marshall.
And Virginia Tech.
Covering them as opposed to Nebraska, what was it like? What's the fan? I mean, we know what it's like here. Can it be compared at all to what it was like covering Big Red?
The most interesting thing to me is, like Nebraska, where Nebraska only has one Division I university. I mean, I know UNO's there, but they're not in football. In West Virginia, you have Marshall and West Virginia as the two Division I's, and then Blacksburg, I know it's in Virginia, but there's one an hour and a half away, at least from where I was at. So when you have those three Division I's all right there, you always have that kind of interesting dichotomy of, are you going to be a Virginia Tech fan? Are you going to be a Marshall fan? Are you going to be divided?
Hold on. Dichotomy. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
See, that's what the news stuff does. You learn these big words. It's fun.
You bought the calendar word of the day.
There it is. But what was interesting to me is, kind of like Nebraska, if you live in Shadron, you're a Husker fan. You're in Nebraska. If you live where we were at in West Virginia, we were in the farther southern tip of the state. We were 2.5 hours from Morgantown, where West Virginia's at. But we were only an hour and a half, hour 15 from Blacksburg. They were Mountaineer fans. So I think it was interesting that the border really did wrap in that. But then you saw Marshall go 11-1 this year. If they didn't trip up against Middle Tennessee, they were possibly that team that was going to be in the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, be that BCS Buster team. And that was really fun to cover with Rakeem Cato, Doc Holliday. Obviously, Doc Holliday, an assistant coach at Florida before he jumped up. He was with Urban Meyer, who a lot of people might be familiar with nowadays. But they were definitely West Virginia fans, but because there's so many Division I schools, there's nothing that relates to, this is all we got, Husker football. I mean, it's a god sport here. I mean, that's what people are looking at. That's what people are talking about. It's July, and we're talking Husker football. I mean, we're talking about recruits. We're talking to Brian Munson today.
Besides the pro golf thing and the pro aspect, was there a niche sport that you had to cover there that you never covered here?
No, not really. I mean, they had their summer league baseball, like Legion. They actually, unlike Nebraska, where state baseball, high school baseball hasn't really breached out to Kearney, per se, or to North Platte. I know kind of the central and western half of the state. I know Grand Island has it, but that's it. And then it goes east. In West Virginia, every single high school, even down to what would be compared to maybe the Arapahoes or the Mindens, have high school baseball. So that was kind of interesting for me, whereas when I was at NTV, I wasn't able to cover a lot of high school baseball. That really picked up, and they were really big into that. They had a big state baseball tournament up there. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a niche sport as much as the emphasis put on baseball, where we don't see that a lot as here, just because it's more summer league.
And speaking of baseball, the Nebraska Little League tournament got underway yesterday in Blair. And somebody asked me, is that double elimination? Well, it's not true double elimination. And as with most things, I can't explain it to you. But it based on how they did in the districts, and if certain teams won, you have this bracket. Well, the good news is Kearney and Hastings won yesterday. Yeah. So now you got to keep winning. There is a second game if the loser's bracket or the second bracket comes through. But Kearney beat Norfolk 14-0. Hastings beat Omaha Hillside 12-0. So in Blair, the tournament continues through Sunday. It's Hastings and Blair at 6. Blair got beat yesterday, but they're still in. And then Kearney will play Omaha Memorial at 8 o'clock. And then if Kearney wins that, they would be in the championship game on Sunday. The Class A junior and seniors area tournaments get underway today. Rider Park in Grand Island is hosting the A6. Home Federal's the top seed, so they get a bye today. First game's at 1 between Gretna and Norfolk. Then Columbus and South Sioux at 4, and Grand Island USAVE will play Fremont at 7 o'clock. The A7 is at Memorial Field here in Kearney. Hastings and Lexington will play at 4:30. You'll hear the game on 1230 KHAS. North Platte and Scottsbluff will play at 7:30. Kearney runs in the number one seed, gets a bye. Their first game is against the Hastings Lex winner tomorrow night at 7:30. A6 juniors, they'll go to Columbus. Grand Island 5 points will play at 10 a.m. against Columbus. And then Grand Island Dinsdale will play at 3 o'clock against South Sioux. And the A7 is out in Scottsbluff. Kearney and Hastings will play there this afternoon.
Nice road trip.
That's what's going on there. And state juniors in BNC get underway tomorrow. Spencer Schubert, my co-host. We're going to jump into football with Brian Munson of Big Red Report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire...
Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with some sunshine across the area today with highs up into the mid-90s as south winds will stay from 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a chance for a scattered storm development with a low near 68. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, anchor, NBC Nebraska News. Former sports guy. Sorry about that. You're referred to as former. And, of course, as we were talking, and I should have mentioned this top of the show, Spencer did he popped in quite often right before he took off for West Virginia and hosted or co-hosted the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a look at a little Husker football news. Husker recruiting brought to you by TNL Irrigation like no other. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems works and easy on you for a lifetime. They are like no other, good on steamy days like this. Brian Munson of Rivals and Husker Online joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's on vacation, but wow, have you been to South Dakota before, buddy?
Oh yeah, you know, it's probably been about 20 years, so there has been some movement on the Crazy Horse Monument, and which was good to see. And then obviously all the renovations they made around Mount Rushmore, but everything else is still here, basically kind of how I remembered it and where everything was kind of at. And it's been great because I get a chance to bring my kids here, you know, and hopefully 20 years from now they'll be bringing their own here.
It's hard to believe, and I suppose it's been about that long since I've been in that neck of the woods. I was up there when Deadwood was just getting started, you know, and it's a beautiful place. The scenery doesn't change much, but that July 4th is usually a big holiday up there around Rushmore, Crazy Horse. They usually have a big blow-up and fireworks and all that, but you missed it, huh?
Well, we missed that, but we're kind of in the middle of a bunch of different things. So 4th of July got over with. There were some remnants of that. There seems to be a Corvette rally. We've seen Corvettes all morning. There must be something going on this weekend. And, of course, Sturgis is about 2 or 3 weeks away as well. So there's a number of people up here for that. We tried to change our reservation last night from Hill City to Rapid City, and everybody was booked. So this place is amazing. It doesn't change, and it really kind of just cleansed the soul over the last couple 3 days.
I saw Corvettes. It was last summer. I came back and said, is something going on? I think it was probably, I thought about 100 on I-80 just kind of spread out. Are you talking 100 or are you talking like every, like for 25 miles, it's, every car is a Corvette?
We've only moved out of Custer about 15 miles. I'm literally sitting here on the entrance into Needles Highway on Highway 87. And we've probably seen about 25 or 30 so far this morning. And I'm betting that they're somewhere else just kind of randomly around the park. We saw some yesterday at Crazy Horse. We didn't really put two and two together until we saw them in long stretches, like 8, 9, 10 cars back-to-back this morning.
Well, let's get to the news so that you can continue on with the family, because they're probably giving me dirty looks through the phone right now. But Nebraska does land a couple of commits yesterday, and I guess, Brian, I thought we were in the – it was going to be quiet for quite a while time. These are names we've heard of, especially with Bo Wilson out of Lee's Summit. Maybe not so many people are familiar with DiCaprio Boodle of Miami. Were you surprised that we had some action yesterday?
No, I figured Wilson was going to fall. I knew DiCaprio was coming to town soon. I wasn't sure when that was going to be. I was kind of, sitting here kind of wondering how this was going to happen with me being on the road. Bo and I have got together and really developed a great relationship. He's such a family-oriented guy, I guess is how I would kind of start with him. He's a son to divorced parents. They both remarried. He has brothers and sisters and half-brothers and half-sisters, and he considers it all one big family. So I really respect that a lot about the kid, because he identifies that with that. When he told me, that he was committing to Nebraska, you could just kind of tell that he was kind of bubbling through the phone. He was giddy about it. He wanted to wear number 64. Of course, number 64 is retired at Nebraska, so tough doing that. But he says to me, he goes, I really like the idea of possibly having another number retired, in my honor at some point. So he's got something to work for. I thought that Bo Wilson was interesting. When I heard Nebraska offered another offensive lineman about 2.5-3 months ago, I figured it was an offensive tackle. I was interested because he was from Lee's Summit West. Nebraska's had some success dipping into that area before. And then all of a sudden I get and look at his profile. I see he's a 6'2", 277-pound guard or center. And I knew that there had to be something that just was overwhelming about the guy. And his film is incredible. His film, he completely dominates, pancakes all of his blocks. He finishes like no other. To go along with John Raridan and Brian Brokop already in this class, who are both tagged as being interior players, he is a great addition. He thinks he's going to start out somewhere, probably at center. But basically, Coach Riley is taking this wait-and-see approach. Let's get you up there to Lincoln. Let's see where you fit in. And we'll see where you test out the best and where you can help us out when it comes to the class. And I think Bo Wilson just said, I'm cool with that approach. I really just want to get up there. I just want to start learning. And he really liked Coach Kavanaugh when it came to coming to Nebraska. As I'm sitting here telling you all this, guys, there's about a dozen Corvettes just pulled up.
Well, Brian, for a guy that's been a little unplugged when it comes to Nebraska football recruiting, when Mike Riley took over, how did you see the recruiting scene shaping up before he really started to hit the trail, and how have you seen it now that we're in July?
It's a great question. Mike Riley and his staff really had to hit the ground running and try to keep the 2015 class together, which, of course, they did very well, minus Mirko Jurkovic, minus a defensive end from Florida who went to Michigan. They really went out there and identified quick guys that could go ahead and get into the class. They wanted to solidify the guys that were pondering different, other official visits that were part of the class or initially when they inherited it. And then they quickly turned their attention once they got through the spring, and they went on to 2016 very quickly. Of course, they had to worry about the 2016 guys that were in the class, but, and they've subsequently lost Bubak from the class. But, with the camps that they've had, with the junior days that they've had, with the big red weekends, with the satellite camps, these guys have really hit the ground running, and they have shown that they're basically, road warriors. They want to get out there. They want to evaluate. If you look at a guy like DiCaprio Boodle, for example, doesn't have a lot of offers, doesn't have, a great rating, yet you watch him on film and you hear how he performed in the camp. He was a sub-4.4 guy at the satellite camp down in Miami. So Nebraska's going through there, and they are doing the evaluations. This is how this staff really succeeded up there in Oregon State. they had to go back because they weren't going to get those four-star and those five-star guys. They were going to get the guys that they had to evaluate, the guys that they knew that they could develop, that were system guys. They put them in there. They said, hey, you know what? Not expecting anything from you from year one. Probably not even year two, and maybe not even year three. But we think as a redshirt sophomore or a redshirt junior, you're going to be in the picture, and you're going to be rotating in, and we think that we can build you up from where you are currently, you know, if you just dial in here and get into the system. And I think that that's really paying off, their eye for talent. And, of course, I think that they're just great recruiters overall. I've really heard a lot about the communication that these guys have been making with players over social media. So I think that they're really personable guys.
Brian Munson with Rivals is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We follow this like hardly any other school in the country, but I actually did perk my ear up when Terry Wilson, because I've heard so many good things about him from non-analysts, not non-recruiting guys like yourself, Brian. I've heard a lot of good things about this quarterback. He was going to go make an unofficial visit to Oregon. He decides not to do that. He still plans to take the paid Oregon visit, which, duh. But is that has to just be viewed as good news for Nebraska fans, right?
I think so far it does, and I think in the long run, guys, I don't see him flipping on his commitment. This is a guy that you had to see him in Dallas at the satellite camp working with Coach Danny Langsdorf, you know, a guy that sitting there, you know, stretching out, talking to Mike Riley. He's bought in. And talking to him on the phone, I mean, he wanted to let everybody know, all the Nebraska fans know, I bleed red. I'm a Husker. You know, who wouldn't take this visit to Eugene if you were given this opportunity? I don't know many that wouldn't, to be honest with you. I just think that he realizes that Nebraska is a school that has an opportunity there for him. I think that he sees the big picture. I think Nebraska has sold it to him. I think it's a system that he could really fit in and blossom. I think he just needs, you know, he's a very raw, but the dual athletic ability, you know, the athletic ability that he has, the quarterback position, really promotes and makes the ceiling incredibly high on him. And I think that when you see that guy as a complete package, I mean, is he an RG3 kind of guy somewhere down the road? I think potentially, yeah. I mean, he ran a 4.54 in Dallas. And I think he has an incredibly quick release. I mean, people were on, you know, the people who hadn't seen him were kind of sitting there, you know, didn't know whether or not he was a true athlete or really more of a, you know, reach at quarterback. He's a quarterback. He is absolutely a quarterback. With that quick release, with the ability to go ahead and tuck and run, he just needs to get into a system that's really about hitting a drop, being under center, you know, hitting that three-step, hitting that five-step, hitting that seven-step, and then throwing the ball. And a lot of the offense that they run right now, you know, at his high school is quick. It's quick slants. It's quick outs. You know, and it's all out of the pistol. So there's a need for him to get underneath center, develop the footwork, get in the mechanics side, and then really start to understand what they're looking for when it comes to running a play and when you're looking at the defense, you know, what's going to be there, what your options are, and what the progressions are.
Well, Brian, one of our final questions for you is, when people brass tacks look at Mike Riley, he's going to need to do better than what Bo Pelini did. Obviously, 9 wins a year was great. People were appreciative. Bo's now at Youngstown State. What is Riley doing on the recruiting trail that maybe is different from what you've seen with Bo?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think the first thing was, you know, I'll go back to the quarterback spot because, you know, Doug and I had talked about it before in the past where, you know, these quarterbacks, you know, Patrick O'Brien and Terry Wilson, these guys aren't just athletes that Nebraska has seen putting them under center and saying, okay, we're going to put the ball in your hands every single snap. Now go do something with it. You know, and that was really what Taylor Martinez was, guys. I mean, let's be honest. Was he one of the most, you know, productive quarterbacks in Nebraska history? Yes. Does that translate with anywhere else, basically, to any other school in the country that really saw it? Maybe Nevada, you know, maybe some other school like that had the need for an athletic quarterback. Didn't necessarily have to distribute the football, you know, very, very well. And that's really the downside that came with Taylor Martinez. But, you know, you look at the guys that in the past years, you know, Quentin Flowers a year ago. These are guys that were recruited by many schools to play positions other than quarterback. And Nebraska saw them as a quarterback, mainly because they were terrific athletes. Now you have Nebraska shifting that focus, looking at guys that are truly quarterbacks, guys that can be prolific, guys that they can develop, guys that they see a certain ability. So it starts there. I think that that's the biggest thing. I think also the rededication to go back out there and trying to find a couple tight ends. You know, the tight end position kind of went away, and I think that really bothered Nebraska fans. So they go out and get a really good one last year. They go out and get a Jack Stoll this year, who to me really looks like a pro style tight end. And I think that maybe potentially they could even get one more. But I think that, you know, also they're getting more athletic at the second level on the defensive side of the football. And I think we're really interested to see what's going to happen still on the defensive line, particularly the defensive tackles position and the defensive ends. It's just, you know, I think that's kind of a spot there that it needs to take some shape and show how Nebraska is going to be addressing it going on forward. But otherwise, I think everything else, you know, there's definitely some shifts in how they're thinking positions need to look at Nebraska.
Brian Munson, part of the Rivals Network, filling us in on DeCaprio Boodle, Bo Wilson, oral commits yesterday, and where the Huskers are right now. But get back to vacation. Have fun with the family, Brian. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Brian Munson, Rivals here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation. Oh, my. Go to your local T&L dealer or TLIRR.com. T&L like no other. We'll take a break. Our Big Ten preview takes us to Penn State. Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer next.
Now's the time to start training for the Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 6th through the 9th in Kearney. For registration and more information, go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com. Registrations are due July 17th. The 2015 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the games at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The Highland Park Farmers Market is open every Saturday morning from 8 till noon on the corner of 14th and Hastings Avenue behind the Hastings Museum. The Highland Park Farmers Market features the freshest locally grown and prepared items including garden produce, herbs, plants, flowers, baked goods, natural products, farm-raised meat and poultry, handmade arts and crafts, and so much more. Enjoy the Highland Park Farmers Market at 14th and Hastings every Saturday morning from 8 till noon. For more information, call 402-519-3932 or visit Highland Park Market.org.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty invites you to enjoy all the cruise night activities in Kearney this week. But please, keep it fun for everyone. Be safe. Be smart.
NP Realty. Developing dreams.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Hit this one high and deep. Right center field, way back there, and home run.
Are you looking to hit an insurance home run? Contact your hometown team at the Kroll Agency for protection written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. The Kroll Agency, the IMT Group, and you. A team that can't be beat. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Minden, Kennesaw, and Roseland. Online at KrollAgency.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio on this Friday. Hope it's a good one for you and a great weekend. Plenty to talk about, plenty going on. No major changes going on at the British Open right now, but finally somebody hit it to the wall on 17 on the road hole. It's not in good shape here for Matt Kuchar, who blasted it out of the pot bunker on 17, but we'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on. And right now we are ready for 14 teams in 14 days.
We're headed to the East Division for today's team, the Nittany Lions of Penn State.
Joe Giuliano with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We welcome Joe back to the show from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, my co-host today. And Joe, how are things on the East Coast?
Oh, doing great. Beautiful day here, watching the Open Championship. And I can't believe it's been a year since I talked to you guys. It seems like about a month ago.
The time flies, and especially when you have a program that is so football savvy. Now, Penn State does, of course, you know, as you know, can follow some other things. But I think as far as college, Penn State is at least in the ballpark of Nebraska as far as the fan base goes.
Well, they'll tell you that. Yeah, the tradition is pretty remarkable at Penn State. And they got ticket sales are up this year now that people have had a year to digest James Franklin and what he stands for, and the fact that they have a pretty good nucleus coming back is also gives the fans a lot of reason for encouragement. But getting back to the tradition, yesterday they announced that the names will be taken off the uniforms, and they will go back to the old ways under Joe Paterno, as far as the nameless look on the backs of the jerseys, just like everybody likes it. The Letterman's Club was very, they endorsed the fact that the names will be taken off, and everything's right at Penn State now with one of the longtime Paterno traditions.
Joe, like Nebraska, Penn State, like you mentioned, is going through that coaching transition phase. Obviously, Franklin getting a year under his belt. Where would you say things are at and the comfort now with the new coach?
Well, I think there is a great comfort level. I mean, James Franklin's a very personable guy. He went on his annual coaches caravan throughout the state of Pennsylvania and New York, New Jersey in May. And, got the fan base going again. The number one question was, when are you going to take the names off the jerseys? And the number two question now moves up to number one, is how long are you going to stay? But Franklin has been, now you could say he's just, blowing smoke. But, he says he's going to be there for the long haul. And really, the way he's building this team through some excellent recruiting classes gives the fans a lot of reason for optimism, and what they're hoping for is that it's not Christian Hackenberg's last year at Happy Valley, and that all the supporting cast around them gets better than it was last year when they struggled along to a 6-6 regular season record and got the bowl win, which everybody was excited about in New York, Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. So right now, there's reasons for optimism there, and we'll see what happens as we approach training camp.
Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, speak to that a little bit, because there are a lot of folks that think there are too many college bowl games. But if there weren't too many college bowl games, the season would have ended earlier for Penn State, maybe with the sour taste. You get all that month of practice or so. You get the win. How much impact do you think that'll have on at least the start of training camp?
Well, it made an impact on several levels. As you know, when the season started last year, Penn State was still banned from bowl games and postseason play. And, they really wanted to come out and, show people what they could do in the regular season, starting off 4-0 and then kind of fading in the middle and at the end. But the fact that in September, right after the season started, they were allowed to play in bowl games once again was a great moment for them. And it really galvanized the fan base, especially the fact playing at Yankee Stadium, the crowd they had there, which I think was 47,000, 48,000. You had to think 40,000 of them were Penn State people. It was just a raucous home game for them, and it gave everybody a good feeling. Fan base, coaching staff, players, they went into their off-season workouts very enthusiastically, and having had a spring under Franklin, under their belts back in 2014, right after he got hired, everybody understood what Franklin and his coaches expected, and I think they're really, juiced up for the upcoming season. I think that the enthusiasm, the spirit, the morale, the whole thing is, back in their corner after some really, really tough years.
Joe, obviously sticking kind of with the bowl theme, the first year of the playoffs seemed to work pretty handy. Obviously, it would have been an Oregon and Alabama national championship game. Turned out to be Ohio State taking the thing home. I mean, when you look at the grand scheme of the college football postseason now, do you think this is where it needs to stay, that four-team playoff, or do you think it maybe needs to expand to 8 or 16 or however many people are talking about?
Right now, I'd like to see it at 8. I think when they expanded to 4, you know, was a great thing, and I guess you can't go from 2 to 8, you know, overnight. But I think, like somebody said, though, if you have 4 teams, the 5th place teams are all crying, and if you have 8 teams, the 9th place teams are going to be all crying. But I think an 8-team bowl situation, an 8-team playoff situation, would be the best. And you mentioned Ohio State. I mean, there might be no tougher division in the whole country right now than the Big Ten East with Ohio State, Michigan State. It's pretty impressive. You know, I think it rivals anything in the SEC. I would love to see it go to 8. I don't know what the logistics are. I mean, it's going to be a ton of money, no matter how you expand it. If you do expand it, it just means a lot more money for the people in college football, the teams, the schools, and the whole thing. So, yeah, I'd like to see it go to 8.
We're talking with Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer, a little Penn State football. They have brought on Jim Haslett as a consultant. What's his role, the former NFL coach, what's his role going to be with the team?
I think that's going to be pretty tricky. I mean, I'm sure the NCAA is looking at this going, well, this is all you can do, Jim. You can't go out and recruit. You can't. How much film can you watch? How much can you talk to the current players? I mean, this is, you know, you're only allowed, you know, a certain number of assistant coaches on your staff. And if you bring in a guy who knows how to coach, you know, how much can he do? His limitations have not been explained to us. And I'm sure that when we get up there for the media day, not only the Big Ten media day in 2 weeks, but the Penn State media day, which will be a week or two after that, you know, we'll be able to get some clarification on what Jim Haslett can do. Obviously, the guy's a tremendous resource, but you got to be careful that you don't put him in that coach's situation where, you know, he's going to have a duty of an assistant coach or do something as an assistant coach that, you know, means that Penn State has one more than they can have. So I know that Franklin and the coaching staff will take advantage of his vast experience and knowledge, but past that, I don't know where it can go.
Well, Joe, one of my final questions is, with all the sanctions and bans now lifted from Penn State, it's full steam ahead for the Nittany Lions. What's the future? What's next now for Franklin and this team?
Well, right now everybody's thinking about, is this really Christian Hackenberg's last year? Do you think he'll stay one more year past this year? Like, you know, he can come out for the draft, being that this is his third. This will be his third year of playing. Third year since he enrolled as a freshman. So, you know, a lot of people, you wouldn't believe all the people that are worried about that. That's the only question you get anymore. Will Hackenberg come back for a fourth year? Well, geez, let's get by the third year first and see what happens. But right now the question is the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line was the reason for a lot of their ills on offense last year. And Franklin has done a good job of redshirt. He did a great job last year of redshirting linemen and getting them prepared for this year. But you know, they're still going to be inexperienced when it comes to a game situation. I mean, their defense looks solid. Their wide receivers have just increased as far as depth is concerned. The two questions are the offensive line and the kicking game. Penn State, again, will roll the dice with two non-scholarship, a punter and a kicker that aren't on scholarship. So it's going to be a kind of a wild ride, hold on to your hats type of deal. But defensively, they're solid, and offensively, if Hackenberg can get the time in the passing game, they could be pretty devastating offensively, too. So that's what the future at least brings for this year. And with Franklin recruiting like crazy, you know, the future looks nothing but brighter. This specific year, you know, there's reason for optimism. The non-conference schedule is terrible. Weak. Not terrible for Penn State. It's great for Penn State. It's terrible if you're looking for competitive games. But right now, you know, people are thinking 8-9 wins maybe. But, again, the offensive line has to deliver and the kickers have to perform in the heat of the battle.
And that non-conference schedule at Temple, which is maybe a rivalry game, but then the home games with Buffalo, San Diego State, and Army, and they actually play Rutgers in the middle of that as a Big Ten conference game here. A couple of questions left for Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Joe, no linebackers are coming to media days for Penn State. I think we've had a chance to talk to some of the great ones, at least since we've been going and Nebraska's been in the conference. What do you see on that side of the football?
Well, the linebackers are going to be good. How good, we don't, I mean, anybody, if you say anybody's going to be as good as Mike Hall, you're eating something funny. But, you know, to get a linebacker that meets up with the abilities and talents and leadership of Mike Hall, that's kind of, you know, pushing it a little bit. But Naeem Wortman, whose name this year will be Naeem Wortman White, as a way to honor his mother, will be the guy to watch. He should be he's a very athletic kid, can play the pass and the run equally well, can get from sideline to sideline tremendously. So I think he'll be a great one to watch as far as looking for the next linebacker, you type of linebacker. Jason Cabinda working the outside will be another great player. Not great player, player with a lot of potential to be great, but right now he's a little inexperienced. Ben Klein, who's a really talented kid, but it's just had no luck whatsoever with injuries, should be in the mix as well. But right now it's a bit of an inexperienced group, but I think they'll come on, and Wortman, I think, is the guy to watch. He'll provide the impetus at that position for the Nittany Lions.
Joe's been with the Philadelphia Inquirer for 20 years. He has covered Penn State on and off in different capacities for longer than that. So, Joe, last fringe football question here. Now, as Spencer mentioned and as you mentioned, with basically everything as back to normal as it could possibly be from the sanctions, how is Joe Paterno now treated on campus? Is it still the same thing? Is there talk going on out there? Since everything else has been taken care of, how is Paterno viewed now?
Well, on campus, he's still, an icon. There's no doubt about it. If you live in Happy Valley, or if you live within 150-mile radius of Happy Valley, you won't see very many people saying a bad word about Joe Paterno. His son came out with a book recently, extolling the virtues of his father, and that didn't hurt Joe's image one bit either. But, there's always going to be the questions about, what did he know and when did he know it? And I think, objective thinking people will always have that little cloud over Coach Paterno. But, they love him up there, and, the next move, in the hopes of many up there, is to get the statue back out. Now, that would be, in my opinion, a very bad thing to do, because it just will remind people of the divisions that existed back when the Sandusky stuff all broke. So, what's going to happen from now? No one knows. The activities in relation to what Sandusky did are still being felt. There's still three school officials that have to undergo trial for perjury and what they thought, what they might have known and told the grand jury. And the Paterno family lawsuit against the NCAA is still active. There's a dispute going on in the last couple of weeks of, have they filed all the right documents? And, each side has accused the other of stalling. And, God, it just doesn't end. But as far as Joe Paterno is concerned, there might be a bit of a softening, but I'm not really sure how that exists outside of a 150-mile radius of State College.
Well, as we watch Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth tee off, you also do a little bit of golf coverage up there. What's the main beat? What's the coolest thing that you've done on that aspect?
Oh, well, I've covered a few opens at St. Andrews. I kind of wish I was back there this year because I'm getting older, and each time at St. Andrews could be the last one I see. But St. Andrews is the greatest place in the world. If you're a fan of golf, you got to get there, especially during the Open Championship. It's the greatest feeling in the world, and there are just so many neat little towns around St. Andrews that I've been to. Great golf courses. It's amazing how many golf courses such a little county Fife gets or has at their disposal. The fact that they mothers and kids out on the golf courses every evening, it's just the best place to be if you love golf.
Joe, we always appreciate chatting with you. Hopefully we'll see you in Chicago. And as always, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Take care. Joe Giuliano talking Penn State, 14 teams in 14 days here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's always a good chat. Again, you could talk with him non-football for quite some time.
Yeah, I was going to say, those St. Andrews stories, I think we need to get a coffee and talk for hours.
it's pretty cool. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, it's time for our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. Major League Baseball kicks off again today, and everybody rolling in there and getting into action. Two teams have the longest winning streak going into the second half. Name either one of the teams that have the longest winning streak right now in baseball. So that's basically what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Two teams are tied for the most amount of wins right now in Major League Baseball. So who has the current longest win streak going into the second half of the Major League Baseball season? 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. You'll win a $25 gift card to Fanatics. Again, what we're looking for, two teams currently have little winning streaks going. Who has the hottest baseball team going into the second half? Right after this, give us a call and you'll be a winner.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Maxim Clay is August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. Hornaday Manufacturing is the presenting sponsor for the 23rd annual Platte River Charity Shoot, benefiting Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with disabilities or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with youth, adult, individual, and team competitions. Scholarships awarded to winners of the youth division. Platte River Charity Shoot is sponsored by Rasmussen & Associates, Five Points Bank, and Hornaday Manufacturing. Sign up today at goodwillne.org.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it your weekend of great food and action entertainment at Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Bet on the best thoroughbred racing from 23 tracks, now including fabulous Del Mar Park. Full dining and bar service, and you can play Keno with high-stakes progressive games available. Non-stop action begins at lunchtime, continuing to Twilight Racing and the Prime Rib Special at the Finish Line, number one for food and fun.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go.
Weirdos.
Go, Johnny, go.
Yeah. You ex-TV people.
Yeah. Well, he was my ex-teacher, too. Bushcutter walked in. Randy Bushcutter. Everybody knows him. He comes in, finger on the nose. It was the nose goes game.
Congratulations. Ron and Carney, he's the winner of our $25 Fanatics Friday fan quiz. He's heading over to Fanatics to enjoy some great pizza, wings, beverages, and just kick back and follow his favorite sporting events, whether it's watching the British Open, Major League Baseball, or the upcoming football season. Fanatics is there for you, and if the game's on, the game's on. Dedicated to keeping the games on until they're all over, so you don't have to worry about them turning them off when you want to watch the game. And, of course, the Gold Cup going on. They are your soccer headquarters at Fanatics. And the answer, hard to believe, the Colorado Rockies and the New York Mets have each... They're each on a four-game winning streak. The Rockies still trying to cling out of the bottom. Houston on a six-game losing streak has knocked them out of the lead in the American League West. So there's some things to look at there. And congratulations, $25 gift card going your way. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. As I said, we had fun with the Cruise Night Show and Shine last night. Chad and all the fine folks out there, it was great to be a part of that. And as Midway grows, it was at the Midway Auto outlet, the old Killian Motors building. And so as they grow, they need more great, talented team members. If you're searching for a progressive and stable company to build a career, they'd love to speak with you. A career with Midway Auto Dealerships is not like any other. They're hiring a full-time detail manager, detail technician. Stop in and talk to Dave at the Midway Auto Outlet, or you can apply online, as we talked about a little bit before, midwaycareers.com. Look at the job description, see if it's something that might interest you. And, of course, if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Spencer Schubert co-hosting today on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of the highlights and one of the big honors now of Big Ten Media Days is they have the luncheon, which, whatever, that's for fans to go see, and we've talked about it. And if you've got a chance, if you're planning a trip to Chicago, I highly suggest, if you're a football fan, a Husker fan, this is a unique opportunity for you. But they have the players speak, and Amir Abdullah had a chance to do that last year. It is, Denard Robinson has done it. There have been It's just an honor to be picked to be able to do that. Urschel from Penn State, Big John, did that. So this year they're having two. Indiana's Nate Sudfeld and Ohio State's Josh Perry were selected to do that. Do you have anything cool out there like that?
Obviously Big 12 Media Day is pretty close to Morgantown, West Virginia. So hopping a skip over to KC for that. No, I think that's actually really cool when you get a very well-spoken Division I athlete like Amir Abdullah. I know Kirk Cousins is another one, Michigan State, that's done it in the past. And I think it's cool to see some of those leaders of the next year, you know what I mean, and see those guys. And you see Cousins now having a good battle with RG3 over in D.C. So it's good to see some of those guys. And I know Abdullah, he's really starting to gain traction over there in Detroit.
Couple of other items to mention. We talked with Jonathan Nicola and the guys last week. Tonight is the Kearney Running Festival featuring the Eliminator. You should have got into this thing.
Yeah.
21 participants for each one that they have, and it's going to start at 6:15. They have all their entries in, but it's free. Go watch it. It's pretty cool. 21 guys, they'll run 400 yards.
Wow.
Last place out.
And how's this stack up to the hot dog eating championships?
Wait a couple minutes, do it again. They do. You'd have to run it 20 times. 5 miles is what it ends up being for the winner.
No kidding.
So the Eliminator tonight at 6:15. Hot dog contest, a different type of athlete.
Yeah, Spencer. Yeah, that's more my kind of thing.
The FIBA World Grand Prix Championships are coming to Omaha in just a few weeks, and the Americans are on a little bit of a roll right now. They're 7-0 in the tournament, and they still have to face 12th-ranked Thailand and 3rd-ranked China. So a lot of Americans and a lot of former Huskers will be that. Meters? What? You and your notes.
Well, you
what did I say, yards?
Yeah, you said yards, just like what you ran in high school.
Huh? The 440.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I get you. Slap you around. Last couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, no major changes at the top of the leaderboard at the British Open. Danny Willett has been hanging out there. Phil Mickelson, he had it to 5-under. A double bogey kind of sidetracked his round, and he has just missed a 3-foot par putt on 18 to shoot an even par 72, and he will be disgusted with himself. It's been a little windy, but it looks like right now they're handling the conditions okay, but there's just not a lot going on. So you're rooting for Jordan Spieth, or you don't care?
You know, I really don't care. I'm rooting for good golf. You know, anytime you golf St. Andrews, too, you know the weather is always going to be a factor. It could be windy today like it is. It could be monsooning tomorrow. It is St. Andrews. It is the weather that you get when you go overseas like that. But just good golf, and I had the fortune, I know, talking with you, to be able to see these guys up close in person, and let's just say they're pretty good. I was able to watch a group one time during the Greenbrier Classic when I was in West Virginia. Had Phil Mickelson, Bubba Watson, and the defending champion at the time, Ted Potter Jr. And watch those three guys go at it. I saw them all birdie a par three that was about 212 yards away. They put their ball about 3 feet away each, and I'm like, yeah, it'd take me a couple swings to pull that off. So they're good.
We have different challenges when it comes to the sport of golf. Making 3-foot putts isn't one of them. They either go in or they don't. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Midtown Mark of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you, who do you have in the British Open? 43% Jordan Spieth, 57% said the field. Today, we ask you, which of the Major League Baseball teams with the worst record has the best chance to get to 500? ESPNSuperstation.com is where you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Well, the Phillies have no chance at 29 mm-hmm. wins. The Brewers, 38. The Marlins, 38. The Rockies, 39. I'll take the Marlins.
I'm going to go Rockies. It was the answer to our trivia question today. They have a nice little four-game winning streak going in there. See, a little stat there. So we'll see if the Rockies can keep it up. Obviously, you know, it's all health. If a pitcher gets hurt, you're kind of down. If you lose a key position player, you're down. But as long as the Rockies can stay healthy, they at least showed a spurt there, and they're only 10 games back of 500.
I just think with the Dodgers and Giants and their pitching, it's just a little tougher in that division. So sure. I took a wild card there at the Miami Marlins. Coming up on Monday, we will continue with Maryland in our Big Ten football preview. So that'll be coming up on Monday. Jimmy will be back in studio. We'll have updates on state American Legion baseball and area tournaments now in A. We'll be wrapping up the BNC seniors are next weekend. They've staggered it all out here throughout the month of July. Folks, if you're looking for a little lunch, Hastings has two Big Daddy Delis locations. Speaking of baseball, right across from Duncan Field at 610 East South Street and the new downtown Hastings location, remodeled, refurbished, 801 West 2nd. Not only can you get a bazillion sandwiches made the way you want, but they have soups. They have everything that goes along with it. They've got just a little bit of everything that makes every experience at Big Daddy's different. They also offer meat and cheese trays, extra long party sandwiches. So call ahead and get your special orders in today. Big Daddy's Deli, so, so good. Two locations in Kearney, right across from Duncan Field and downtown at 801 West 2nd. Spencer, anything else before we get out of here?
I was going to say, you said Big Daddy's Deli, and I was thinking that's a pretty good advantage to having the TV station in Hastings now. They cater a lot of those TV station meetings.
There
so
you go.
Get some good subs.
You guys have meetings?
Yeah, one or two cool. a year. Yeah.
Will you come back again sometime?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you'll invite me. I don't know if I've overstayed my welcome now. I mean, one show.
Maybe.
Could be it.
Tom Watson will, in the midst of his final round, and Nick Faldo playing way better today. Looks like he's going to shoot maybe even par today, maybe under par today in his final round. So that's impressive. Good job by Sir Nick Faldo. We'll see if Watson can do that as well. We want to thank Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer to talk Penn State football, Brian Munson of Rivals and Husker Online, and, of course, Spencer Schubert, NBC Nebraska. You got the night off?
Yeah, I do. I do. Wife and I are going to go out and watch a movie.
Have fun, man.
Yeah.
Folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy cruise night. Enjoy the Adams County Fair, and we'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.